Hey guys. Okay, so my name is Monica, and I just graduated from Trinity Christian, and I'll be attending Belmont University in the fall. So, jumping right into my story, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. Neither of my parents were believers, and so I was taught that you were just supposed to work hard and achieve a lot and try to do more good things than bad. And so, growing up, I had a really hard relationship with my dad, and so it kind of like distorted my view of what a good father should be like. And so I just kind of learned to become distant from my parents. And I was like never really raised up in church, and so I never really understood anything about who Jesus was, and I didn't really care about him. And it seemed to me like he was just a part of the Christian religion among a bunch of other religions, which was fine, but it just really wasn't for me. And so I had no understanding of who I was or where my worth was from because I was unaware of the fact that we were all created in the image of God. So I didn't know. And because of this, I quickly felt the need to create my validation and my worth through my own efforts. And so I needed to be worthy and loved by others. And so from middle school up to my freshman year, I worked constantly to make sure that I was funny enough, smart enough, pretty enough, and popular enough to build up my reputation. I couldn't care less about the value of other people because I was completely obsessed with myself, just making sure that everybody perceived me a certain way. But on the inside, I fell short in every single category of my worth, and I knew it. And the weight of pretending to be somebody else just so that others might value me, it only grew heavier over time. And I was constantly terrified that someone would see through me and find out the truth that I actually had no idea who I was, and I was completely lost. And so, to try and get rid of my insecurities, I tried looking for my identity in like everything else but God and chasing boys. I only said things to make my friends laugh, and I spent all of my time and my energy into what I looked like. I was living a shallow life. I was depressed and I was broken. I remember having sleepovers with my friends where we all stayed up until like super late, and I remember like talking about how it was crazy that people actually believed that there was a God that cared for them and loved them, and I like mocked him. But I think a part of me wished really badly that that was true, that there was a God. But another part of me was really afraid that if there was a God, there was no way that he could love me after all of the wrong things that I'd done in my life. I was in full rebellion against him, but I had no clue that God's grace would catch up to me and rescue me. He had called me his, and even my hard and unrepentant heart couldn't get in the way. When my older brother was a sophomore in high school, he decided to go to a Christian camp because he thought a girl was cute. And instead, he ended up knowing and loving Jesus and immediately began to plant seeds of truth in me when he returned. With patience and grace, he began to teach me who Jesus was, what he did on an excruciating cross, and the beautiful story of God redeeming a rebellious people. And over the course of about a year, I learned about Jesus and his relentless love. And one night, by God's grace, he let me feel the weight of my sin. And then he opened my eyes to see that Jesus gave up everything for me and took my place. And suddenly the gospel not only made sense to me, but it just became all that mattered. And my heart broke as I realized that Jesus loved a wretched sinner like me. He looks at you, at all of your mistakes and shortcomings, and he thinks of you to die for. That night, I trusted him with my life. God has continued to make me new, flip my world upside down, and mold me into becoming more like Jesus. And now me and my older brother are believers, which has caused division in our household, but God's been gracious and he's seeing me through it all. I'm still learning that God is our sovereign Lord, but he's also a perfect father who delights in and loves his children. I continue to mess up, but I know that one thing is certain in my life, that it's by God's grace that I'm his. To this day, I have no clue why he's chosen to redeem someone so rebellious and undeserving like me, but Jesus has given me life. My identity and my worth is in Christ and his work alone, and I'm choosing to follow him. Ephesians 3:8 through 12 says, To me, though I'm the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. Thanks for listening.